Good morning, everyone. I'm Don Wernz, and on The Morning Mess, every Tuesday morning at this time, it's time for Dial-A-Doc, brought to you by FHN. And with us is Dr. Bobby Kaneru from the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN Memorial Hospital. Doctor, thanks again for joining us this morning, and we appreciate the time.
Good morning, Don. Thank you for having me on.
Well, it's great to have you, especially now because October, as everybody probably knows, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Can you tell us a little bit, Doctor, about why breast health is such an important topic during this month or, for that matter, any month of the year?
Yeah, Don. So the reason why we really honor October for Breast Cancer Awareness Month is, you know, breast cancer is the number one most frequent cancer in women outside of skin cancer. It is the most common type of cancer. And it's also the most common cause of death amongst cancers for women. So it holds a really high spot, obviously, in the cancer world. And so many women are impacted by this particular cancer. So that's why it's important for us to recognize it.
Of course, you deal with patients all the time that have to deal with this. How is breast cancer usually discovered?
You know, oftentimes breast cancer is completely asymptomatic, and we catch it through screening mammograms, which is actually a good thing usually because that means we're catching it early. By the time a woman actually feels a lump or a mass, you know, it could actually be quite advanced. So fortunately, though, because of screening and the guidelines that we have, we're able to catch this early through mammograms.
Doctor, we know that mammograms are such an effective tool when it comes to breast cancer. How often should mammograms be performed?
You know, this is actually, you know, it's been a controversial subject. And it's because we have to weigh the risks and the risks and the benefits of getting a mammogram. You know, when a woman gets a mammogram, she is exposed to some radiation. It also can lead to workup, which can, you know, be a result of false positive tests. It can create a lot of anxiety sometimes. So because of that, you know, we want to be thoughtful on when exactly a woman should start getting mammograms. And the current recommendations are if you're between the ages of 50 to 74, and are at what we call an average risk for breast cancer, a woman should get a mammogram every 2 years within that age range. Now, if you feel that you are at a little bit of a higher risk, and that could be because of family history and you know, maybe other health issues that you have, you want to just talk to your doctor to see if maybe you want to start earlier, maybe even between the age of 40 to 49. So in general, though, between the ages of 50 to 74, an average risk, you should get a mammogram every 2 years.
Dr. Bobby Kaneru from the FHN Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center is our guest on Dial-A-Doc this morning. Doc, you mentioned family history and other types of things as far as patients coming down with breast cancer. Are certain people with certain types of genetic backgrounds more likely to be at risk of breast cancer?
That's a great question, and the answer is yes. You know, breast cancer, more than a lot of other cancers, can be strongly linked to family history. And as an example, there's two particular genes, what we call the BRCA genes, BRCA. There's two of them, BRCA1 and BRCA2. If you happen to have either of those two particular genes, your risk of getting breast cancer is significantly higher, not just in the breast, a single breast, but maybe even both breasts. And the treatment for that particular gene, if you carry it, is getting a mastectomy. So that's why it's important to know your family history. If you have a family history of breast cancer, if your mother or grandmother had breast cancer and if they had it early, it's important to get genetic testing. And, you know, we do offer genetic testing at FHN, and it's something that, you should look into if you have a strong family history.
Doctor, for someone that is diagnosed with breast cancer, what's the treatment? What's the procedure after you find out?
You know, breast cancer, like a lot of other cancer treatment, it's done with a multimodal treatment regimen. And what I mean by that is that breast cancer is often managed by a combination of surgery, radiation, sometimes chemotherapy, and sometimes even hormonal therapy. So it really depends on the stage of the cancer. The more advanced the stage of the cancer, oftentimes the more different treatments you have to add on. Sometimes if you catch it really early, maybe all you need is a lumpectomy, which is a smaller surgery, followed by some radiation and some hormonal therapy. Whereas if you have more advanced breast cancer, where it's a larger tumor perhaps, and you had lymph nodes that were involved, at that time you may need a bigger surgery like a mastectomy. You may need some chemotherapy. You may also need radiation. So it really depends on the stage. But in general, breast cancer is usually managed by a combination of different types of treatments.
And you mentioned the different stages, Doctor. Again, that brings up the factor of how early detection and speed in taking care of getting in for mammograms and getting regular testing is so important.
That's absolutely correct. Because, you know, breast cancer can be a very curable cancer. But really the most important thing you can do to stack in your favor is to catch it early. Because once you catch it early, if you're in that stage one category, the chances of curing breast cancer is greater than 90%. So the chances are really good. So you're absolutely right. We need to catch it early.
Doctor, you talked about the different treatments for breast cancer, and of course, medicine in general has evolved so well over the years, and it's really incredible how far everything has come. How about specifically breast cancer? How has that type of treatment evolved over the years?
That's a great question, Don. And I think what we're seeing, you know, in medicine all across the board is that, you know, what the future is going to be is personalized medicine. And what I mean by that is that, you know, we are getting better at not just treating patients with a blanket type of treatment anymore, but instead we're identifying specific factors about, you know, the biology of the cancer as well as the biology of the patient, and really identifying which treatments are going to work best, you know. And an example of that is, you know, 20 or 30 years ago, if a woman had breast cancer, she would get a mastectomy. You know, every breast cancer patient 20, 30 years ago would get mastectomies. And, you know, how we've evolved is that, you know, we've learned that, you know, more is not always better. Just giving everyone the most aggressive treatments, you know, in a blanket format is not always the best solution. So we've gotten much better at looking at tumor biology and saying, you know what, this cancer may not need chemotherapy. And there's a way we can figure that out by testing the genetics of a person and understanding, okay, you know what, this person is more low risk based on their genes, so she may not need chemotherapy. This person can just have a lumpectomy instead of a mastectomy. This person's biology and their age shows that they may not need radiation after surgery. So that's where we're going. We're getting to a place where we're getting better and better at really personalizing medicine and cancer care. And a lot of that is because our tools and our testing is getting better and better. So I think the future is good that way.
With this being, as I mentioned, October of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, where can listeners find out more, Doctor, and also find out some more about the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHM Memorial Hospital?
You know, they can go to our website at www.fhn.org. And, you know, we're located in the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center in Freeport. And so I really appreciate you taking the time to interview me this morning.
Well, absolutely. It's an important topic at any time of the year, but especially during Breast Cancer Awareness Month here in October. We appreciate the time, Doctor. Thanks for joining us on Dial-A-Doc.
Thank you, Don.
Dr. Bobby Kinnearu is with the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHM Memorial Hospital. This is Dial-A-Doc on The Morning Mess, the preceding brought to you by FHN.